Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for September 24th, 2023. I have an interesting question from someone who listens to us from Maui. Yeah, that's something I would never expect, but here we are, and what do I know? And they were talking about the tragedies and the things that went on there. It was horrendous, and we all know it. And so this question comes from Lisa, and that's all she'll tell me. She said, "We have been through so many terrible things, and life seems to be working against us in many ways. We can't replace the people we've lost. I want to know," she says, "does God ever answer prayers?" Lisa. Lisa, God is not the Wizard of Oz. He is not some mysterious man who grants wishes based on the assumptions of philosophy and religion. So you have to understand everything that happens in our life is a form of a prayer. And if you don't understand how prayer works, then you won't be very satisfied with what I'm going to say to you. So I'm hoping this will help you in some way. So please forgive me, please. So here it is for me. Prayer is the way you live your life. Prayer is how you do anything in this lifetime. And if you understand how you do everything and anything in this lifetime, you will understand the significance of what it means to be in prayer. It's what you do. Beseeching God, your idea of God, your idea that he is a man that is all-powerful, like the all-powerful Wizard of Oz, is immature. You're going to miss that way. It doesn't work like that. The God that you want is a God with skin on. And that doesn't work. That's just not the way it works. You have to understand that there is a principle, there's a system in this world that is based in the providence of the people like us that live here. This is a difficult world we live in. It has many tragedies, all created by human beings, not by God, your God, and not by what exists in the universe as the source. And that's what I would refer to more than the word God. The source is how things work. The source is the emulating of love in and throughout the universe. But we are here on this earthly plane where love is very difficult, very, very difficult to come by. Very, very difficult. And if you're not careful, you won't find it at all. Love is not what we think is love, emotion, passion. We think of love as being unconditional. And all of that is not true. Love has conditions to it. You have to be very disciplined to understand it. You have to be very open. You have to go beyond the human heart. And if you don't go beyond the human heart, then you're going to find great difficulties in your life, just tremendous difficulties. And they're going to bring about tremendous tragedy. The tragedy in Maui is human-made. It's made out of lethargicness, greed, misunderstanding, hatred, all the things that culminate into the world we live in as the collective unconscious. But we don't want to see all that. So you pray to a God that does not exist. You pray with the idea of wanting what you think is good and not understanding the results of what happened there, which was terrible, as human-made, man-made, not God-made, man-made, not source-made. The source, the irony of it all is that the source that is and does run the universe is a part of everything, even that fire. So our human minds can't wrap around that because we're selfish, we're stupid, and we're unkind. We have no ability or willingness to go towards the light. We just have none. We just want to survive and be happy and have our little life and have nothing happen to us, eat, drink, and be merry kind of existence. But this whole thing in Maui asks of us, our soul will be required of us, as even Jesus talked about. What will you do when your soul is required of you and you haven't developed a soul? People want to think they have. They mimic it. They mock it. They pretend like they haven't. They haven't. And, you know, I could sit here all day and talk about that, but I'm not going to. I won't bore you with that. But the whole idea of our hypocrisy plays a huge role in everything that we do. Instead of finding community, which I have been very interested in the Maui situation, there are some people there that have found oneness, community, that's what it's called, but I call it oneness, and they're helping each other and in a beautiful way. And then there are those, the politicians, who are looking for money, and they're suing, and they're trying to find the cause of it so they can lay the blame on it, and that isn't going to do you any good either. It is only in our care for one another, our compassionate care for one another. And there are people that I see on the evening news that are doing that. They're giving of themselves. They're sharing. It's not about money. It's about love. So, Lisa, what if, let me just put this to you. What if all this happened so these people could come together in a new way? Come together as love. Come together in kindness, in compassion, beyond friendship, beyond that high ideal, beyond everything that the human being can think of as an ideal. And we came into the oneness of love, all of us, for the people of Maui. What if? What if? What if all of this happened and this was the only way it could happen in order to make love possible? That is something that I don't think most people have the inner acuity to really understand. But to me, that's really what it's all about, to understand the nature of that love and to sustain it through wisdom, the wisdom of compassion. So the best way to do it is this. You must be, as Gandhi said, the answer you wish to see in this world. I'm paraphrasing him. You must be all the things that you want to see in this world. If you want to see love and you want to see healing and kindness, you must be a part of that. I must be a part of that. We all must be a part of that. And we're not going to be a part of that if we think in terms of trying to get more comfortable again, get back to where we were. This is the way it is. This is what we're all facing as a world and the people in Maui. And all we can do is send our compassion that may come in the form of dollars, that may come in the form of your human effort, that may come in all sorts of things that will help you understand how to give more lovingly, compassionately, effectively. That's what it's all about. So keep your attention on what is important. How may I serve humanity? How may I serve humankind? How may I serve my community? How may I love you? If you start thinking in terms of that, then you'll have something very precious to offer. Much goodness will be yours. And this whole tragedy will turn into something far greater. It will come into the one thing that I think is most beautiful about inner work, and that is to enter into the oneness of a great love that lives within us all. And it does. Lisa, thank you for listening, and I hope this helps you. And if I can do anything to help you, you just feel free to let me know. Thank you for the honor and the privilege. And please, all of you, forgive me. Namaste.